The Central African Republic, as its name suggests, is in the middle of Africa. It's about 10 times the size of Ireland, population 4.5 million, living in what's becoming a very dangerous place to live. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon last week proposed sending an 11,000 strong force there if the situation got worse. Now, that was last week. Yesterday, the UN's Assistant Secretary General responsible for Africa, Jan Eliasson, said the country was descending into complete chaos, with violence threatening to spread into neighbouring states as well. Prompt and decisive action was needed, he said, and he explained why.
There is certainly a sense of urgency, and there is all the reason to sound the alarm. We have so many reports of massacres, of rapes, of summary executions, child soldiers being recruited, that we felt, the Secretary General and I, that we needed to raise the level of attention and bring the matter to an urgent call to the Security Council of the United Nations. And the reactions already yesterday at the Security Council were positive, and I'm rather sure we will see a resolution very soon.
And that's the UN's Assistant Secretary General Jan Eliasson speaking overnight. I asked the Guardian's Africa correspondent David Smith how the situation in the Central African Republic had become so serious.
It's been a long history of chaos and coups in the Central African Republic, really since it gained independence in 1960. The president has rarely had any control beyond the capital. In that context, this is yet another crisis, but one of the most serious. There was another coup in March when the president fled by helicopter. He was ousted by a rebel coalition. A new man took over, the first Muslim president of the country. But he himself has not really been able to keep control of the rebels who brought him to power. And now, frankly, they're just running riots across the country, acting with impunity. Lawlessness prevails, and they're burning villages, they're looting, sometimes just for economic gain, sometimes it seems just because they've grown up in a culture of violence and it's what they do. And unfortunately, now it's dividing along sectarian lines. The rebels are mainly Muslim, and they have Muslim allies from Sudan and Chad helping them, and that is alienating the majority Christian population, who in turn are taking up arms and committing some atrocities of their own. So it is becoming a spiral of violence.
In the lawless and very unstable situation that you describe, we know there are just over 2,000 African peacekeeping troops there, with more on the way. The French are sending 1,000, and the UN is talking about sending up to 11,000. We don't know when or in what circumstances. How urgent is the need?
Extremely urgent, I think, particularly because, you know, people are starting to bandy around words like genocide and civil war, which are very incendiary, and they push a lot of buttons. And I think the point is that we're not there yet. It's not yet a genocide, but it could be. So really, every day matters. This is the world's great opportunity to do what it failed to do in Rwanda, and actually step in and nip this situation in the bud. And in that sense, it's all still to play for. Every day that passes, more people are dying. So it's a very urgent situation indeed. And the current peacekeeping operation there is very small on manpower, and it's a very tough task to bring order to a country that's bigger than France in landmass.
You described the Central African Republic in your piece, having been to that country recently, as never much more than a phantom state. Is the situation retrievable? Is it so unstable that it maybe could be beyond the capacity of any force, military or otherwise, to bring it back to something resembling a normal country?
I think it's certainly comparable with Afghanistan and Somalia and those kind of situations, where you're talking about a very long-term investment and commitment. Indeed, outside the capital, really very few institutions, very few structures, and right now things you would take for granted, like an army, a police force, have virtually disappeared, and it's a free-for-all. However, I think, you know, unlike the Taliban in Afghanistan or al-Shabaab in Somalia, these Seleka rebels are more defeatable. They're not very well organized. They're not particularly well armed. You know, a substantial peacekeeping force could at least win militarily. And the other sign of hope is that, you know, the Christian Muslim division is relatively new. It's not as if it's an age-old enmity. And some voices there certainly feel that it could be healed. But indeed, then you do have the job of effectively building a nation from scratch, still really clearing up the mess that the French left behind more than half a century ago. And there's no doubt that will require a lot of money and a lot of commitment for a country that, quite frankly, you know, many people would still struggle to find on the map.
David Smith of The Guardian speaking to me earlier.